here's a story from The World.
It's not really surprising anymore when we hear the latest heat records. NASA says 2020 was the hottest year on record, even if by just a smidge. Liz Howe is a senior scientist at the agency.
This year, 2020, just edged out 2016 only slightly by a few hundredths of a degree as the hottest year on record. However, they're nominally tied. They're so close.
NASA and NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, released their annual global temperature data today. Due to slight measurement differences, NOAA is calling this year a bit differently as the second hottest ever.
But I think what's important to look at is if you start looking at the long-term trends, you'll see that the last 7 years are the seven hottest years on record. And that's a record that extends back to 1880.
2016 was an El Nino year when temperatures are naturally expected to be a bit higher. That makes 2020's temps even more significant. Overall, global warming has pushed Earth's average temperature up more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit since the 1880s. Liz Howe with NASA says Arctic regions are warming even faster, 3 times the rate compared to the rest of the world.
And so you're seeing thawing permafrost up there, you're seeing melting sea ice, and I think that as we see these global temperatures going up, we're going to see even more of an impact in Arctic regions. But what happens in Arctic areas doesn't just stay there.
That's because melting at the poles leads to higher sea levels everywhere.